1762, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287 was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin, she became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.
Hello and welcome to Look What's After Happening.
Hello indeed. Yes. Oh God, come in. It's freezing out there. Come in, sit down beside
very cold
the heater we have going here.
Yes, we have a heater going. It's Fintan.
Yeah, Fintan the heater. And yeah, he's just... he's. I tell you what, I bought one of those plugs.
Did you ever see the film... sorry, you. We'll get on to your plug story because it is good. I know listeners who were like, hold on, don't stop him talking about buying a plug.
The only thing I said to you before we started the recording was I need to get this story about the plug.
No, I know.
I said to you, I have it written down here.
Well, yes. Now, we do need to mention, of course, that this is sponsored content.
I was going to at the end.
Whelan's Plugs.
Yeah, Whelan's Plugs. You don't have to say it before you do the... have to say it before it. You can say it afterwards and it's fine. Hashtag at. That's all you have to say at the very end.
Right, of course.
I was trying to sidle into it very smoothly.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on. Tell us about that film.
Oh, I was thinking of that film. William H. Macy.
Yeah.
The Cooler.
Haven't seen it.
Is it William H. Macy?
It is.
Well, he's like a guy with very bad luck and he goes around in casinos to just kind of, if a table is doing well, he'll go around and make it do badly just by being at the table. That's the kind of idea of the film.
That's actually a very interesting film.
Fintan is the heater where like he will just get things going. If you're gambling at a table, get Fintan in and he will just like, he just kind of scream and roar and everybody kind of gets excited.
Right, yeah, okay.
He just heats things up.
Great. So Fintan anyway, he's a card shark. He's just got great luck.
Yeah.
And we're saying come in and just get really close to him because in addition to being very good at cards, he's a very warm man.
And he's a very warm man.
Personality.
Personality-wise.
Your
heart will be warmed by him.
Yeah, he's just a very empathetic fella.
Yeah.
And that's probably why he's so good at what he does. You seem very low there, are you?
No.
Or listen, I'm just very loud.
I'm delighted.
Anyway, so I bought a plug and it tells you how much electricity...
Now, you don't sound pleased about this now. Well, if we're going to sell this...
I was trying... No, now it seems like I'm just jimmying it in.
Yeah. You know, now, Jimmy, of course.
Jimmy Whelan, who owns the plug shop, and he's the one that's selling us...
He can get you into any house.
For sure. Yeah, well, that's because he's installed all the alarms in the town.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all one big alarm, which... has caused chaos, really.
Yeah, it has. Everybody has the same code.
Yeah.
And it's all connected to one central node.
Mm. And if one person's house is broken into or it's just the alarm is set off, then it goes off in everybody's house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's in many ways you'd think, okay, that means the whole village is up and is ready to tackle whatever crime is happening. But very often it's just someone has accidentally opened a window at 2 a.m. or something.
Yeah. And so everyone gets up then, marches down to Jimmy's place and is like, will you turn the alarms off? Because, of course, he has, he's deaf.
Big switch.
And he has the big switch. So it's just by his plug there and he just clicks it off and clicks it back
on
again.
It's a big foot switch. Yeah. It's like in certain kitchens, they have like a big plunger on the floor to be able to turn on the tap. It's like a foot switch.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's shaped like a foot. So you have to stand. He goes down there and he stamps on the foot.
He stamps on the foot, but what he has to do is he has to take off his shoe and sock and he has to interlock the toes into the foot switch. And then he sort of like foot wrestles it, kind of claws it. And then that'll unlock it's a very complicated system, but that'll unlock all of the alarms.
Everyone is just screaming in the town until it happens. Get your toes out.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Now, the thing is, because he's deaf, they don't get across their anger as well. You know, so if he can't hear the shouting, we've had to turn to non-verbal ways to show our displeasure. Yeah.
I mean, so many people have learned "fuck you, Jimmy" in sign language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The ISM, the sign language teacher inside in town, Monica, she has had huge business off the back of this.
Yeah.
Huge business.
ISM.
Irish Sign...
Machine, yeah. Yeah, the Irish Sign Machine teacher... you know, she, I feel like she, I don't know how she's managed to do this. She's managed to get around Irish Sign Language. And you have to buy a machine now to do sign language. And you're just like, you're operating with joysticks to get it to do sign language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole thing comes on coasters. You have to roll it around the place.
Can I be honest? I think she bought the machine first.
Yeah.
And didn't know what to do.
She invented the machine. She had a patent on it.
Exactly. It was kind of like, The Pursuit of Happiness. He just had a bunch of, Will Smith had a bunch of machines he had to shift. I think Monica had a bunch of these machines and didn't know what to be doing with them. Mm. And she managed to corner the market. Thankfully, Jimmy came in with his deafness, but also everybody wanted to get angry at Jimmy. So it just worked out as the perfect storm. In any other town in the country, Monica would have been bankrupt.
No. But everyone, the alarms go off in everybody's house. Everyone is like, oh God, here we go. They go down, they get out the machines, they roll them down the hill.
Like when they were bringing out the TV to watch a video in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll down the hill, knock on Jimmy's door, and then everybody signs at the same time. Will you turn off the feckin' alarm?
Well, they knock on the door, but he doesn't hear that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have to...
Every time we make the same mistake, we're there for like 10 minutes knocking away and we're like, oh, wait a second,
Yeah. So they have to go round the back and then they have a bunch of torches and they shine the torches in the window, hopefully catching his eyes. Now, a couple of times they've gone down and the Whelans have been in flagrante, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's all about plugs. Now, you bought a plug.
Well, funny to say that. I actually bought a plug. Bought a plug from a local shop, Whelan's. And it tells you what sort of energy you're using when you have something plugged into the plug.
Yeah.
So it's sort of just...
Is it electricity most of the time?
Usually it's electricity, yeah. But but what you do is you plug this in and then you plug your appliance into that. And then it's an intermediary. And what it does is it shows you on the little dial how much money you're spending on it. And this would have made more sense when the heater was a heater and it wasn't, of course, our friend Fintan.
Yeah.
So now it's just a plug I wanted to mention.
Mm-hmm.
A little plug there for Whelan's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Well, you know, we're taking a look back on the year.
Because the deaf man who runs Whelan's thought he needs to get his message out on an audio-only medium.
Well, he doesn't need to hear it.
No, I know, but I just think so, he's like, he loves it so much.
To be fair, you could have done it and he never would have known.
Mm.
Unless he, of course, plugs it into the ISM machine.
Well, then, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so the ISM machine, just to be clear... It's just got two dummy hands on the front of it, and it'll do sign language. It doesn't translate it into text or anything like a screen.
No.
No, it just has two little hands.
Yeah.
Two little hands?
They're very small, yeah. It's a giant machine. They're tiny little hands.
Tiny little, like, Sylvanian family, tiny Lego hands. Well, not Lego hands, because Lego hands are just little...
They'd be terrible.
They'd be useless. No dexterity in a Lego hand.
Yeah.
Sure
she tried that.
Well, that was the first draft of it. Yeah. Useless. Really only four options: up, down, left and right. That's all you could do with it.
Yeah,
semaphore was all it was. Anyway, so that's the ISM. And yeah, we are looking back.
We're looking back. It's like a Look What's After Happening Wrapped.
That's it. Yeah. Like a Spotify Wrapped. But for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many hours?
We did do our Spotify Wrapped.
What?
We did do our Spotify Wrapped.
We did do our Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
We did do our Spotify Wrapped.
Coincidentally, we have a Spotify Wrapped for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, we have created 91% more content than anyone else in our genre.
Right.
This year.
And what's our genre again?
History.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, gosh. Yeah.
I don't know how many... There might be a bunch of history podcasts that are defunct now and they're just sort of sitting there.
Yeah, Dead to Me, not doing anything.
Yeah.
The Dollop. Doing fuck all.
Doing nothing. Resting on their laurels at the top of the mountain they are.
Yeah.
Get out of the way and leave some space for us up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Histrionics.
Histrionics, another one.
It's another one. It's only coming into being in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
So
probably doesn't really count towards...
It's not going to make as much. That's probably the 9%.
It is probably the 9% histrionics on RTE. Yeah, check that out. Yeah. Anyway, so we're looking back.
So
I wrapped.
So how many hours of this nonsense have you listened to over the year, listener?
Think about that.
This is about 50 episodes, about half an hour each. That's 25 hours.
They are not half an hour each.
If you're most people turn it off after half an hour.
Oh, so that, yeah. Well,
some of them, including these minis, I don't know if
The minis would counteract the kind of 55 minute omnibuses that we have.
Fair. Well, just saying they're half an hour, maybe 25 hours you spent.
Yeah.
That's
a
day. You could get it done in a day.
You get it done in a day, yeah. If you're lagging behind and you're thinking, Jesus, I'm never going to listen to the whole thing before the new year.
Mm.
Believe in yourself, you absolutely can.
But you've got this far.
You've gotten this far, or this is your first one in.
This is your first one in, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll start with the wrapped.
Start with the wrapped and then work back. Perfect way to do it. Mm.
I applaud your ingenuity,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. You can get it done in 25 hours. If you want to have a nap, you get it done in 2 days.
Yeah.
Easy. So this, it isn't really a retrospective on us. It's more of a retrospective on you.
Yeah.
How many times have we killed someone on the podcast?
Well, so the listener's supposed to fill that in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a think. Put it down in your workbooks.
Yeah.
How
many of you out there are still waiting on delivery of your workbooks?
Message the Instagram,
yeah,
with your favorite guest that we've had.
Oh yeah.
And a person that we just mentioned, as in they weren't on the show, but we mentioned them, that we just mentioned, because otherwise it's going to be the ISM woman or Jimmy Whelan
or Fintan the heater.
So you got a 1 in 3 choice, really.
Yeah, but someone we've only just mentioned. Yeah. Not only just, but we just, just mentioned.
Just
only
recently, just about,
mentioned.
Have mentioned.
My favourite one, and I've never been able to find it again, is we mentioned some person who ran a little lobster shop off the side of a ship. And we mentioned that person very briefly.
Yeah.
And I could never find it again. And right. I don't know what episode it's in.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your character or person, real person.
Yeah. I think I always conflate that with the Scorpions person.
You
was
do.
It the same? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think
okay.
They
so
were
it's
different people.
Different. Well, maybe.
Well, maybe they're not. Maybe I'm misremembering.
Yeah, maybe they. I mean, I did hear about there was a bit of a fracas between them.
No way.
Scorpion boat and lobster boat. There must be something going on with the lobster boat. I mean, Captain's just been a lobster boat.
Why not?
It doesn't sound like the kind of thing we talk about.
I think
it's just somebody who robs.
So briefly, I think it was just somebody, someone running like a legitimate business,
yeah,
selling lobster off the side of a boat.
Yeah, no wonder it stands out then.
Probably does because it didn't have any disastrous ends. And maybe that's why I want to go back to him and just make sure that he got his comeuppance. Anyway, so think about that.
Think about that.
I think about one of the kind of characters we haven't mentioned.
Well, let's look back
Think about one of the characters we haven't mentioned.
think about that as well.
Send in your favourite character we didn't mention.
Yes.
And we'll try and get to them next year.
Well, Colin, I have some of your wrapped here.
Oh, lovely.
Some of your wrapped here. So the song that you listen to most this year.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I bet you I can guess it.
Yeah. You should be able to guess it because you've listened to it a lot.
Okay. Heartbeat in the Womb.
By?
Or just the sound effect.
Oh, just the sound of a heartbeat in a womb.
Yeah. No.
No. Okay. Maybe that was on YouTube. Were you listening to that?
Probably was.
Yeah.
Well, I listened to it on all of my apps.
Hmm.
I listen to it on YouTube, on Spotify. I have it in WhatsApp.
Tinder.
Tinder, for sure. Google Maps. All of them.
That's you managed to get a download a voice which tells you directions through the heartbeat.
Yeah. And it's kind of Morse code, but it's with the heartbeat. It's tough. It's genuinely very tough to find where
is
you're going.
Is it the like the what do you call it? The scan one.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah,
that one. Okay. Yeah.
That one.
Jesus, what happened there?
I think the fetus was just sort of like chomping down a little bit of food or something. Just
right, as they do, yeah.
Well, yeah, just
through
like
the umbilical
finishing,
cord.
Through the umbilical cord, just getting the end of lunch, whatever chunky bit of hamburgers working its way through the umbilical cord. I don't know how you were raised, but I was raised on hamburgers. In the womb.
In the womb.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure your mother had hamburgers, but I don't know how they would filter their way down.
Mum didn't digest her food very well.
Didn't bite. Didn't chew it.
Would chew, but really just socially.
Yeah.
You know.
The food would be gone, but she'd be miming chewing just
but that's
to...
that's it. Yeah, just to sort of...
Oh, everyone's chewing, are they? Yeah, I'm
up
chewing
with the Joneses.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keeping up with the Joneses. Oh, I see the Joneses next door are chewing their food now.
So, yeah, she would... This is the funniest thing. She would always place herself by the kitchen window, which the neighbors could see in. And she would bring the burger up to her mouth, kind of like the old McDonald's ad, very slowly, just to show that she's eating the burger.
Yeah.
And then she would inhale it in one gulp, like that. Mm. Is it Freddy's? No, it's not Freddy's Star, but the fella that could inhale... the billiard balls in one gulp.
I don't remember that. No.
Yeah. And
80s was it?
Yeah, 80s, 90s. Yeah. His teeth were wrecked.
Well, God, you'd think his teeth would be fine.
No, they're wrecked. Maybe unrelated.
Yeah.
But I just remember they always did close-ups of his teeth when he showed the billiard ball stuck
and he was
out.
Just swallowing
and
a billiard ball.
He'd hit himself in the chest and he'd go, and then... And then it'll go down into his stomach and he'd bring it back up.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, very impressive. So that's how Mum would eat. She'd hit herself in the chest and she'd go, the whole burger would go.
Yeah.
But then she'd pretend she'd only taken a little bite.
Yeah.
So she'd bring the hands back and she'd sort of mime chewing and stuff. But the burger's long gone.
Meanwhile, you're a baby in the womb.
Meanwhile, I'm just a baby in the womb.
Yeah.
And I'd get a full chunk of hamburger would just come through. And that's all I'd eat for the rest of the day then. Just one big chunk of hamburger. So I missed that.
We built this city on rock and roll. That's the song that you've been listening to.
Oh yeah, no, that makes sense actually. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. You love it.
Starship, absolutely love
it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's one of my favorites.
What is it about that song that?
Well, it just really reminds me of the time we tried to build that city.
Yes.
Do you remember that little
you got
thing?
Your guitars and your drums.
Well, we were just. It was around the time of the big flood in Dwelt, and we thought, you know what, we can salvage this. But rather than trying to rebuild where it was, we'll just move 1 mile down the road.
Yeah,
and we'll start building things. People were all up for it immediately. They were let's do it. Let's start the work next Monday. And slowly the numbers sort of dwindled. So first day we had a couple
as
hundred.
As the flood subsided, I think. We were we'll just go back to my old house.
Yeah, it seems fine actually.
Yeah.
We just squeegee out the floors.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's still the kind of ghost town that we created.
Yeah. Surprise, ghost town isn't on your top.
What's ghost town?
The specials.
So the song.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
You know that song.
I don't know that song at all.
Ah, come on now. It's the one that's featured in Father Ted. This town, is coming like a ghost town.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
Do-ba-do-ba-do. Yeah.
That's all I listen to.
Well, check out Ghost Town.
I will. Thanks for the tip. Looking at your Wrapped here.
Yes.
Killian.
What have you got for me?
Well, can you tell me how many minutes you spent in your bath?
that's right. My bath is now internet enabled. And so it gives you a kind of Wrapped. I have spent in total... 100.
You should know this.
112 hours, I think. in the bath.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
1 week in the bath.
1 week. It's been.
You do it right in the middle of the year. So you come into the year and you're like, okay, I get a good run now of cleanliness. And then at the end of June, start of July, you get one full week in the bath.
Yeah. What's her name comes down.
The witch lady who lives on your grounds.
Oh, well, she'll pop in, of course. Yeah, because she just, she likes
the crone.
The crone will come in, of course. But no, I was thinking of that actor whose name I'm
Uma Thurman was pretty next far door for
from,
a while.
Well, Uma Thurman, obviously. But no, the actor from The Shape of Water, she'll come down, that English actor.
Emily Blunt.
Not Emily Blunt, no. Doris McWhirter. I can't remember her name.
I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, she was in a lot of Mike Leigh films. And very good. She comes down
and what? Oh, she just sort of fall in love with you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she kind of misses the film, and so she'll just pop in and care for me while I'm in the tub.
Care for you. So what sort of thing? She'd bring you like snacks?
She'd
protect you from
fish.
The staff.
She'll
break
me out. She'll draw pictures of me.
Very nice. She'll dance. Will she dance
with you? She'll dance with me, yeah. Difficult. Because I'm in the bath and she's not.
Sure.
But she'll kind of grab my hands and swoosh me up and down.
Yeah. Also, your bath is kind of freestanding, so she can go the whole way around it if she wants.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so she sort of slops you around.
It's free moving.
Oh, the bath is? Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You can wheel that down the town, as I do.
As you have done.
As I have done.
Well, you have to, like, halfway through the week.
To the shops.
You have to go to the shops.
I'm starving.
So you have your kind of paddles left and right, and you kind of row your way into town.
Yeah, it's an inverted boat.
It's an inverted boat.
You're in the water, putting the paddles on the dry land.
Yeah.
Etc.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, that's 112 minutes. You got it dead on.
Yeah.
You obviously saw your info. You keep up to date on your bath data. Bath data.
Yes. Batha. Here we have your top red book.
Top red
year.
Book. Oh, my favorite red book. Absolutely. Yeah.
Communist Manifesto.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just love it. And I haven't read it, but it's
you just flick through it on the Kindle, do you?
I just flick through it. Well, not on the Kindle, no. I have the original book. I have the actual, not the original book, but I have like an actual book. And I...
It's like the redraft or something, is it?
I'm sure it's the third edition or something.
Okay, yeah.
It's got a lovely... pleasant kind of squishy texture. The outside, the cover has quite a quite a premium texture to it.
Are you sure this isn't a kid's playbook?
No. It's Communist Manifesto.
It's
you
like
flip
different
it open.
Fabrics.
No. Third page is a mirror. Fourth page is a crinkly thing.
Yeah, squeezy, squeaky.
A squeaky thing, of course. The fifth page in the Communist Manifesto is a squeaky thing. It has a big hook, so you can stick it on your...
A loop to stick it on a hook.
A loop to stick it on a hook.
Because if you had a hook, I don't know, they put a lot of hooks on Communist Manifestos.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So yeah, like a loop to stick on a hook. And then it has... It's just got a bunch of Velcro little people in it at the back.
Mm.
Yeah. So you
and are they representing the proletariat or the bourgeoisie?
Well, that's the thing, you get to choose. So you've got your little outfits that you can stick on. You can have the proletariat would have like just kind of farm clothes and you put them to work. And the back few pages kind of fold out into like fields. It's you know, it's classic communist.
Cowboys moo.
Yeah, and there's a little shape section where you just put there's holes on the back cover and you just put like circle goes through here, triangle goes through here, that sort of thing.
Great.
Yeah, no,
great
it's stuff. Very. It's one of my favorite books.
Well, we're almost out of time. You have one more wrapped for me there.
I do. Yeah. This is your least talked to person.
Yes,
your least talked to. So this is somebody that you've spoken to and interacted
that I have
to,
spoken to, but you have interacted to, because that is logged. I have Google Glass.
You've Google Glass, of course. Yeah, yeah, it has the
so it's
facial
just
recognition.
Logging everybody that I chat to, and the least spoken to person is
your dentist.
Yes. I've only spoken to him for 5 hours this year.
That's it.
And none of those were in dental appointments, because we'd like to keep that quiet.
Was it social?
Yes. Well, he, of course...
Well, Dr. Hightower, of course, yes.
Dr. Hightower is running his dentist practice, not illegally, but without his wife knowing it. So oh, you have right. to sneak into the basement.
Right, okay. Oh, well, of course, yes. Miss Hightower made him give it up. Made him yeah. give it up because he was too, he was just too committed to the job.
It's like in those cop films where the wife is like, you've got to, like, is this more important than your family?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to choose. You've got a family here, Terrence.
Yeah.
You know?
And they've got fuck all teeth between them.
No teeth. Yeah. Clean up your own home before you go cleaning other people's teeth.
Yeah.
You know? And so...
You go into the basement. In there in silence. But then we'll meet for a chat afterwards down the woods.
Oh, that's lovely.
By the old caravan.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
He is a fan of, he makes waffles in the woods.
Waffles in the woods, yeah. Natural, organic waffles.
Organic waffles. So things you'd find around the place, you know, kind of like a base of like, of chestnuts maybe and some like wild berries.
So you go down there, you have a chat with them, you eat the waffle, you get diarrhea and you're just feel refreshed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like an ayahuasca. Retreat in a way. You know, you go down, you know what you're going to be. You're going to be dead sick for 48 hours.
That's why I'm wearing the Google glasses, just to remember. Did I actually do that?
Yeah, and then you watch it back like some sort of like train spotting experience, I guess. That's excellent. Well, Dr. Hightower, you made your rapt. That's excellent.
Yeah.
I want to say I did hear, speaking of ayahuasca, even though I mentioned it, I did hear of...
I think you're allowed to say speaking of, if you mentioned something.
Speaking of, if I mentioned it. I did hear of a lady I gave a lift to last week.
Mm-hmm.
Said that she was at an ayahuasca retreat last weekend. And it was down in Cork, and there was about 12 of them in a room, and they'd just done the ayahuasca, whatever they do, like drink it or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she noticed that one of the fellas in the place was looking at her. And then she goes, "Oh, sorry, don't I know you? He had a familiar face." And turns out she had been on a date with him and then had ghosted him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she was locked in a room with this fella for 48 hours, just puking and shitting.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a great second date.
I mean, I think it can be a very bonding experience to, you know, to do a bunch of drugs.
It can be, but not if the other person harbors resentment for you for ghosting them, I guess.
Yeah. So third date?
Third date. Third date. I don't think so. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Real shame.
Oh, but that's a shame. Well, that's about it.
Yeah. Well, check out our website, theimprovpodcast.com. You can get merch and you can buy our live shows that we did in the Dublin Fringe.
Yes, do.
Do. You can get four for the price of five at the minute.
Yes.
And yeah, our t-shirts are a great gift for people who are fans of the podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
I mean, will they get there in time? But no, they could be a New Year's present or something.
They can be a New Year's present. And likelihood is, if you've bought them, we know who you are and we can give them to you before Christmas.
Yeah, sure. We'll, if you're in Dublin, we'll just drive them around and
you'll have it within 12 minutes, I'd say, of ordering.
Yeah, absolutely. Just call around.
Yeah. Well, until next time,
that's what's after happening.
Oh, we should say Merry Christmas.
Yes, okay.
Probably should say Merry Christmas.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas after happening.
In 1162, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287, was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin Sheen became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.